Hello, friends. Welcome to Elaine's Literary Salon here in Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, where we bring in amazing authors to have a conversation about the writing process and their incredible books. This week's spotlight is on wonderful Elizabeth Hodges. She's the author of a book called I Can't Have Cancer, I Have Carpool. And her story is just so fantastic. So we're going to throw it over to her in a minute. But first, I want to have you mark your calendar. Wednesday, May 13th, 6 to 9 p.m., Elizabeth will be at the salon. Do not miss it. And I'm going to give you a little background on this truly amazing woman. At 38, she got the news, you have leukemia. 6 weeks later, she was told she also had adult cystic fibrosis. With three young children, intense fear set in that she might not live to see them grow up. I could just start crying thinking about that as a mom. But instead of giving in, she became determined to prioritize her role as a mother and lead a life driven by purpose and clarity, even with cancer. Over her 18-year journey, she discovered that motherhood can be the strongest motivation to survive and thrive. Elizabeth, I'm seriously going to cry. All right, over to you. Tell us about this book, your journey. This is just a commercial. Our amazing host, Jeffrey James Higgins, will be doing an hour-long interview in May. But give us a little snapshot so that people can get excited.
I am honored to be following in the footsteps of the many esteemed authors who came before me speaking at Elaine's Literary Salon. On that day, I will be sharing not only my story, but the lessons I learned on beating cancer while being a mom. As you mentioned, I was 38 years old when I was diagnosed with leukemia and adult cystic fibrosis, two chronic yet incurable life-threatening diseases. Thankfully, I am a 20-year survivor, but at that time, as you said, I had three small children at home. And like many mothers diagnosed with cancer, intense fear set in, and I wondered, how was I possibly going to raise my family while fighting cancer? And a moment came to me, and this was actually the genesis of the title for my book. One afternoon when I was standing over the kitchen sink, peeling an orange, wondering if I was going to live long enough to see my daughters grow up. And I looked at my watch and it was 2:15. And on that day, I was due to start driving carpool again. It was time for me to repay the favor of all of the many friends and family that had driven carpool in the weeks since my diagnosis. And I was late. And as I grabbed my keys and I ran to the car, I remember thinking, I can't have cancer, I have carpool. And it was that moment that I realized that motherhood could empower me. Motherhood could become a source of strength in a very intense storm. And I learned that I could not only survive, but I could thrive. And I'm not implying that you can use motherhood to ignore the fact that you have cancer, but what I will be sharing is it can be used as leaning into something that you already know. And I will be sharing the lessons on how to accept your journey, how to say no to things that are less important and yes to more things that are, how to raise your children while fighting cancer from preschool through high school. I talk about many things, including motherhood, cancer, and the working mother. I talk about motherhood and marriage. And I will just be sharing a lot of these lessons that I hope many mothers will find helpful in their journey.
Oh, that's so remarkable. You're an inspiration. And I think women who are going through this, you know, in those initial phases will just really appreciate hearing your wisdom and your insight and the hope that they have that they can follow in your footsteps. So we Thank are you. So excited, Elizabeth, to bring you to Elaine's Literary Salon. Sign up now for your free ticket Wednesday, May 13th, 6 to 9 p.m. It's on elainesliterarysalon.com. You can find all about it in our upcoming events. But the quick and dirty way to get a ticket is to go to elizabethhodges.eventbrite.com. And you just reserve your seat and we will see you in May. Thank you, Elizabeth. And thank you for the inspiration that you provide to women everywhere.
Thank you, Hope.
We'll see y'all soon.